I think what made me to boost my English level is that I have to watch some English program. However, the subtitle isn't released yet, but I just so want to watch them. So I have to watch those English program without subtitle. At first, it's actually hard for me. So sometimes after I watch it one time without subtitle, I will watch it another time with subtitle. Then I can have better understanding on it. So, after studying a few months, I can start understanding most of the content without subtitle. So I think it is quite useful and memorable. But about the English reading experience, don't have some special experience. Just when I enter university, we have to read much more readings, and this forced me to read more. Yeah.
So what English program did you watch?
I watched last recent year, but before I have watched Heroes, Vampire Diaries, Live Rage, Supernatural.
You're quite updated.
Arrows, The Flash.
The Flash is re-updated.
Yeah.
I think it's season 2 or
season 2
now.
Sometimes I watch American Next Top Model.
Oh.
But that's a long time ago.
Yeah, I think they have a lot. I think it's like season 20 something right now.
Yeah. I watched 2011 and 12.
Yeah, crazy. So even though you said you don't like to read, but I want to say it's really admirable that you're really keen on just rewatching the English subtitles for parts you don't understand, because it takes time to do that. So I want to say, like, good job for that. But, I mean, reading, so do you recall reading anything from this little poster here? Sorry. Yeah. Have you read anything from this poster?
Sometimes, because when we are studying pseudoscience, sometimes we get resources from these magazines.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Especially the Economist and Times magazine. Sometimes we use them as resources.
Which one do you like better between Time and the Economist?
Economist.
Why do you like it better?
Because what I'm studying is more about the relationship between society and economy. So much time I have to find this kind of information with the Western perspective. So the Economist is quite resourceful.
So how about, do you try to search online relating to the articles you're trying to find in English?
Yeah.
Do you remember any websites you've read, you know?
I don't understand what you mean.
I mean, when you're trying to find articles online, do you remember the website, what the website was?
So you mean when I'm doing research?
Yeah.
So you are asking me about the research engine, or when we are not doing research, or when we are doing search?
For the searching part.
Yeah. Searching part. Wikipedia is always the first one. You gotta have some basic concept. And after the Wikipedia, I will start to
checking some more detailed information. But I can't really remember something.